Hello, internet.
Hey. What?
I told the internet that you were
something wrong.
What?
He broke it. It's broken. Mom, it's broken. It's broken.
How are you guys?
There.
Doing well.
Now we're on the air.
Not as sick as I was.
Other than traffic, life is good.
Okay. Good.
Are we live?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're actually live?
Yes.
Legitimate live? People can hear this?
Well, I am. So? I don't know about you.
Hello, internet.
Ooh.
Wow. That was a radio voice.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Who is that?
I kind of had a
I should do the whole
reaction
show like
there.
That.
Okay.
You are listening to the super sexy swinging sounds of the Squirrel Report.
You're hired.
Awesome, I get paid for this now?
Yeah, well, sure.
Double your pay.
In a way.
Ooh. Done and done. What do I sign?
Oh, God. What a week this has been.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
All right, I got to start off with my my absence from the score report.
Yeah, let's you know what? We should just give the rundown and everybody's ailments like we're old people.
Did you bring a note from your doctor, Weird?
I didn't go see a doctor, but I used to be like strong and tough, and like I missed like 3 days of high school sort of thing. I never get sick. And when I do get sick, it's like you just rub some dirt on it, it's fine. And then this little 2-foot beast comes into my house and yeah, I'm sick all the time.
Gave you the Ebola.
That's right. I got over one horrible illness. Well, it wasn't horrible. I didn't miss any work from that one, but I wasn't feeling great. And then all of a sudden I get another one right on its heels. And so I call in sick from work. And while I'm home from work, I say, you know what? I go downstairs to grab some food out of the pantry, and I go, you know what? I'll throw a load of laundry in. And I have my lunch, and I come back downstairs and go, where the fuck's all this water coming from?
Uh-oh.
No.
Thankfully, I was actually homesick, because that meant I could turn the water line off to the water heater and keep, you know, all 40 gallons plus the free flow of the water main from filling up my basement. The nice thing is my sump pump was perfectly dry.
Well, that's good.
Save that. Didn't burn your sump pump up.
Well, it wouldn't have burned up because it would have been wet, but it might have burned up if it started running. But then, but we've got an awesome new water heater. We have an indirect water heater.
What does that mean?
It means it's got a coil inside of it, or a loop inside of it, and that loop pumps boiler water from my boiler all through it, and it makes it all nice and toasty warm. And supposedly a whole lot cheaper. And unlike water heaters, which as soon as the warranty goes off, they pee all over your basement. Or mechanical room or whatever you have in these places that don't have basements. This one's guaranteed for life. Woohoo!
Nice.
It only costs you a gazillion dollars.
Yeah, no kidding.
As long as you got
hot water.
Lots of it.
Nice. And Weirda, speaking of your little disease vector, Luirda's a year old now.
She is a year old. I want to thank
you. Did you have a party?
Not really. We kind of had like a rolling party. She didn't get it.
Oh. Was there a cake?
There were carrot cake made into muffins with no frosting.
Excellent.
And she didn't like them.
No. Of course not.
Chocolate. Duh.
No, she doesn't like chocolate either. She's got a savory palate. She likes meat. And dark leafy green veggies.
What?
And apples. The little creature ate like a bunch of meat, some cheese, some black beans and all that. And then she started pointing to the apples. So I chopped up an apple and gave her a little diced piece, and she wasn't able to chew it up. It was too hard. So I threw it in the microwave for a little bit to soften it up. And then she kept pointing to the bowl. Kept pointing to the bowl and kept pointing to the bowl until the whole thing was gone.
Wow.
I don't know where she said. She looks like a python that just ate a pig after she.
That's gonna be a
and
fun
then
diaper.
She peed for a week straight.
Yeah, don't want to be around when that one comes out.
Yeah.
Oh no, it came out. Yeah, it was. It was actually surprisingly unoffensive.
Neat.
Yeah.
It's what's for dinner.
All right, Alan. Let's talk about your hog.
Oh, well, nothing.
Alan's big 8mm.
Nothing to do with that. Oh,
God. Well, kind of.
No, not really. It hadn't got there yet.
So you've turned your penis into a German Mauser?
No. This was like Sunday night, and I started feeling what was like around midnight. It felt like a gas pain, and it just got worse and worse and worse. And pretty soon I was throwing up and, you know, like keeling over pain. So I figured there was something really seriously wrong. I better get myself to the hospital while I, you know, still could. So I got on my little Google Maps app, and I, you know, found the closest hospital and drove there and walked in the door, and the nurse looked at me and goes, "Kidney stone?
You must, all kidney stones must have a look."
They must. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
So, it turns out to be a kidney stone. And the ER resident guy, he was looking at the CAT scan they did of it. He goes, "Oh yeah, that's a 7 or 8 millimeter at least. You're not passing that."
So you're going to have the ultrasound business to bust it up?
Yeah, I got to have. They put in a stent Tuesday to keep it away from the tube so it doesn't try to kill me.
So they had Cosmo look at it?
No.
You mentioned a CAT scan.
That was terrible.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. It's all dad joke all the time.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, I got an appointment. I got to go in and they got to do more X-rays, and then I got to schedule the sonic blaster, and they'll bust it up as much as they can, and then I get to pass it. So
they're going to fill Alan with ether and shoot it out like a potato can.
Yeah, that's what it'll be. So I'll be peeing into a filter for a while.
So your kidney stone has been with you probably. It's quite some time.
Yeah, the doctor said it looked really old, so it's probably been floating around there in the
really
kidney
old.
For a while.
Ew.
No older telling.
It's probably been around since Alan was in his 80s.
Yeah.
Ew.
Really
old. It's just not something you want
now,
to hear.
I got lots of good hospital stories, but the one I love the best is the one where they asked me if I'd been to any place that had an Ebola outbreak.
I said,
you mean like the U.S.?
Yeah. You mean like Houston?
Dallas, Houston,
Dallas,
Texas?
Yeah.
New York City now. Woohoo!
Yeah.
So, what could possibly go wrong there?
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, that was a fun beginning of the week. It was really painful until they gave me that morphine shot, and then and then everything was okay.
Morphine is so awesome.
It is and it isn't. It's, you know, if it didn't take the pain away, it would be so god awful nobody would do it.
Oh, did you get nausea from it?
Oh yeah, they had to give me anti nausea stuff to keep me from throwing up, and I still threw up.
My wife had that problem. She went through fucking brain surgery on pretty much nothing but Advil.
Hmm. Good.
No. Tylenol. Excuse me. I'll see you in a minute. But because she just got so pukey from it. Not me. When I got my shot of morphine when I had pericarditis, someone should have put some music on. That shit was awesome. there was no downside. It was just
weird. Was ringing for Barry White.
So
the pain went away. I went from having a really really crappy day to like, oh, I'm having the best day ever.
Yeah.
The sun came out. There were all sorts of daisies singing to me. It was just wonderful.
The best I could do was try to lay there in the bed and ignore the noise and crap that was going on around me. So, anyway, fun couple of days.
Luckily, you weren't in Italy.
Well, luckily, I wasn't 100 years ago either because, you know, up until then, kidney stones were often fatal.
Yeah. You try to pass 8mm?
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. What happens is your kidney gets blocked up. It gets infected. It dies and goes necrotic, and then you die.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Not good.
I met with Italy. It was where they had that nurse that allegedly has been killing off annoying patients.
Yes, and posting selfies right after.
Yes, but I'm not annoying.
No comment?
Crickets.
What?
No local sports team and or college? Yeah. So that call-in topic. Mm-hmm. We got to name this little sucker.
We do. You know, I'm wondering, will we ever see like a piece of it? Or will it be just completely blasted by the Sonic thing that...
Oh, we'll see pieces.
It's not going to turn to dust. There'll be pieces.
Are they going to give you morphine again? Because that was funny.
I just got the mental image of Cosmo batting it around the house.
Oh. Poor Cosmo.
So anyway, our call-in topic, it's actually a contest. There's no prize except the honor of winning. Is name the stone. So, and it's a big one. So think big. It needs a name.
I got one too. Brita, you go first.
Keith.
Keith?
Yes.
Say I don't get it.
It's a stone.
And an old one too.
Yeah, and an old stone. But at first I thought Mick, and I thought, I don't know. That sounds Keith. It's kind of a gnarly, you know,
kind of a gross old one,
craggy stone, right? Keith.
that one hurt almost as much as the stone.
and with drugs involved. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's right.
Alan, here is my name, and you need to think about this after you've had the ultrasonic and all that, and things are starting to work their way out. Mr. Prickles.
Mr. Prickles.
Like a hedgehog.
Yeah.
Or for my second place was for League of Legends fans, Mr. Tibbers.
What is Mr. Tibbers?
It's evidently there's a little like cute little girl that is in the game, and she can summon this gigantic grizzly bear that eats people, and the grizzly bear's name is Mr. Tibbers, and I think that's hilarious.
Mr. Tibbers.
Mr. Tibbers.
Well.
Anyway. Alrighty then.
Let's.
You got anything, Jay?
Let's.
Of course I do.
What? Okay, go ahead, Jay.
I got the best name. Fezzik.
Fezzik.
Ooh.
Oh.
Anybody want a peanut? Oh, that's awesome. All right, guys. That's 214-530-0036. Call in.
Okay.
Again.
Thursday, October 23rd, 2014, episode 126.
You know, last week, was it last week or the week before?
I don't remember.
The Name Your Ailment episode.
It was Weirda's birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Weird was gone.
This weekend, or today, actually,
yes.
Your baby's birthday.
It is my daughter's birthday. She's 14 today.
Oh, my goodness.
14. Yeah,
14.
And she still likes you?
Yeah.
Wow. Man, I hope I'm this lucky.
Yeah, well.
Alan got a good one.
Yeah, I did.
She's pretty great.
I lucked out there.
Yeah. But, yeah, again, 214-530-0036. Call in and name Alan Stone.
That's right.
Come on, be clever. Put on your thinking cap. I love thinking.
Put on your thinking toques.
Oh, let's not go all Canadian here. I know they're having a tough time, but Jesus Christ.
Eh?
I mean, just because they've had a terrorist attack does not mean they're a country yet.
What's the name of the donut place up there?
Did you see that video today of the sergeant at arms who stopped the shooter.
Yes, the standing ovation.
Standing ovation
in Canada, no less.
In Canada, how wonderful is that?
Because he shot someone in the face. Way to go!
Good for you, buddy.
Him and Bill Clinton. I mean,
hey, did he really shoot him in the face?
I don't know.
Not Bill Clinton. That's not what I'm talking about.
She's talking about Monica shooting somebody in the face. Oh God!
You're making Alan's pee hole hurt.
Oh jeez!
Yeah, my kidney hurts when I laugh. Stop it.
Which kidney is it, Alan? Is
it's
left
the
one
left
right
one?
One. Yeah. My left or your left?
My left.
Stage left.
Left, left.
The only left that matters. We have a caller.
Oh, good.
Thank God. It's area code 916. Hello.
Oh God, you guys keep picking me up every time. I want to sit here and listen to this score report for a little while.
Too bad. You have to talk.
I know this dude.
I know. Damn it.
Who is this?
So Al's got a kidney stone, huh? Oh, this is Al from California.
Hey,
oh,
Al.
Hey.
Yes, he does.
Oh man, that sucks.
But what are you going to name it?
I don't know. Shit, I was thinking about that before I called in. I couldn't come up with anything freaking cool. I'm sorry.
The Rock of Gibraltar.
None shall pass.
Yeah, none shall pass.
None shall pass. Yeah, well...
Are you the guy in the truck?
No.
Am I thinking of something different?
I think you're thinking of something different.
Okay. I'm thinking of the road gunner, probably. I got you all confused.
Oh.
Also an excellent podcast.
Yes, it is a good podcast.
Yeah, no, I love the road gunner. Yeah, road gunner podcast.
Oh, he eats too much organic stuff because he's a girl.
Yeah.
Never should you darken the door of a Whole Foods. It just encourages them.
Very true. I walked through that place one time with my son when he was like 10 or 11. He goes, "We got to get out of here. This place stinks."
Oh, God. It's all the organic cheese.
There's a smell in that place that just is not right.
Yeah, I think it's like organic cheese and patchouli, and they have like a weird soap section over there, and you know.
Yeah.
Whole Foods.
We went in the place, they opened one up down by where we go see movies and stuff, and yeah, it's just, you walk in, it's, yeah, this weird ass, it's a hippie smell.
Yeah, it is the hippie smell. Yeah. It is.
Hippies.
Yeah. Yep. Damn hippies.
So what else you got, or did you just call in to listen?
The hippies were the true libertarians back in the day, and they've been railroaded big time.
Well, more like they were crazy libertarians back in the day, but then they got old, and then they were like, I don't want my kids doing what I did.
Exactly.
It didn't seem to hurt you all that much.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a case that hippies kind of got used politically, you know.
Yes.
Certain political groups saw them and thought, hey, wait a minute, we could use them.
Co-opt that big demographic.
Yeah, let's take that demographic and suck them in.
That's what happened in California. I mean, literally, the hippies showed up and everything went freaking south from there.
Well, at least hippies have good taste in weather. I'll give them that.
Then to be fair, hippies really aren't libertarians. They're libertarians without jobs. But yet they're not so happy once they start getting up to Alan's age, living in the old yurt in the field, and so they suddenly want the government to pay for all their bad mistakes in life.
You know what? I live around Sacramento, so we get nothing but summer and rain. There's I've got no seasons here. It basically goes from fucking hot as hell, 100, I mean, shit, what was it? 3 weeks ago, we were at nearly 100 degrees. And this week, it hasn't got up to around 70. It's going to hit 80 tomorrow. But I get no seasons. There's no season. It's summer, winter. And not winter is snow. Winter is rain, maybe. God, we need rain. Please, everybody pray for rain for here.
Aw. You can have ours.
You know, that's what happens when you live in a desert.
No, I don't live in the desert. I'm buttered up right against the Sierra Mountains.
It's still a desert.
Matter of fact, that King Fire that just freaking burned down. I didn't even bother buying a hunting license this year because my whole area that I usually go hunting just went up in smoke.
That just means the deer's already cooked.
Yeah. Go pick it up. Nom, 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 nom.
It's essentially a little bit more of a wilderness version of takeout.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling. We actually have more callers. All
right. Yay!
Yeah.
All right. I'll listen to you guys in a couple hours.
All right. California.
It's a different world.
Yep, it is. This is from Cincinnati, area code 513. Hello.
Hello. Good evening, squirrels. It's Hayden speaking.
Hey, Hayden.
Hi, Hayden.
Hi. So my idea for the kidney stone would be my pet rock.
Oh, Alan's pet rock.
Yeah, I grew my own.
You can give it a little box with some Easter grass in it.
Yeah, stick some little googly eyes on it.
Oh, my God. You know, when were pet rocks like popular?
Back in
the 70s?
Yep.
So your kidney stone might be, you know, within that time frame.
Well, it could be, you know, descended from.
Yeah.
I actually did have a pet rock.
Oh, my gosh. Of course you did.
Did you walk it?
Everybody had a pet rock back then.
That was your only toy.
And by pet rock, you mean cocaine?
No.
No, he didn't mention Hunter Biden.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Hunter S. Biden.
How you doing, Hayden?
Yes, I'm doing very well.
Good.
On the plus side, my wonderful wife is going to come with me on to the block shoot. So my wife as well.
Awesome.
Awesome. Very cool.
Does your wife like to shoot?
She does. In fact, she can actually shoot better than me, which is...
Well, you know, that's not unusual.
Yes.
I was going to offer to bring a snub-nosed 38 to the little lady.
Jay, do you have pink grips for that, Jay?
Yes, I put some pink grips on it. So
Jay, put some pink grips on the 360 and swear her off of shooting for the rest of her life.
Stoke it full of 125 grain Remington.
Tell her it has recoil. Since you're a gun writer, tell her has recoil, but it's manageable. It's
brisk but manageable. Yes, and it has acceptable combat accuracy.
Kara is saying, my wife is saying that she doesn't do pink.
Good for her.
My wife doesn't either.
I like pink, but kind of ironically. Because I'm not really like a pink sort of girl. So I wear pink because it makes me chuckle.
My wife likes purple, but when it comes to guns, they must either be solid black or silver. And she doesn't even like wood. She's like crazy tactical. She's like a mall ninja when it comes to her taste in guns.
Hmm.
Does she have a drop leg holster?
No.
Plate carrier?
She duct tapes their eight plates. Yeah.
Tactical wheelbarrow, right?
Yep. No, she's Hayden, got it.
I was wondering if Hayden's wife is also from England.
No.
No. Okay.
No. No. She's from Tiffin, Ohio.
Oh, Tiffin. Okay. I know a librarian in Tiffin. I'll have you know.
Right, yes. So it's quite amusing that of all the countries and the three continents that I've lived in and worked in my life, I fell in love with a wonderful woman from Tiffin, Ohio.
Aw, that's nice. Hey, you know Ohio girls. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They're allowed to shoot you.
Well, I was just wondering because I was thinking about, I don't know what the rules are actually. This is my ignorance showing, but I don't know what the rules are for. I don't know if you're an American citizen or not, Hayden.
No,
you're not. Okay. So I don't know what the rules are for carrying a gun if you're not a citizen of the United States in the United States. I don't know what the rules are. Are you allowed?
I am allowed.
Oh, good. Excellent.
So, what I have is I have a permanent residence.
Okay.
And with that, I am allowed to carry concealed, and I do have a permit.
Good.
Now, in fact, when I did the NICS check, and they actually had to put, was I an American citizen? And the gentleman behind the gun counter literally had kittens.
No.
Aiden, I don't know if you knew this or not.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Jay.
But it looks like your Ohio permit.
What?
Your Ohio permit is good in Virginia. Doesn't help you in West Virginia, mind you.
I also have an out-of-state for Utah.
Cool.
Then you're golden.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I gotta love guns than that.
Yes, I believe that Ohio is not reciprocated in Georgia. That's the state of Georgia, not the country.
It's also not in the country of Georgia. I know that for a personal fact.
Yes. But I think in the country of Georgia, you can buy things in markets, guns in markets, things like that.
RPGs. You actually can buy a grenade at a gun show in Georgia.
It's not a gun show. It's a farmer's market. We're selling cabbages.
Tomato, yeah, tomato.
You'd like this bushel of cabbages? That'll be 4.2 million rupees.
Which is about 14 cents.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I actually forget what the conversion rate for rubles is. It's rubles, not rupees. I'm sorry.
Barney Ruble.
Barney Ruble. Yes. Screw you, Jay. Nobody likes you.
Oh, man. Oh, thanks for calling in, Hayden.
Thanks, Hayden.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening.
So, Alan, is the stent hanging out of your business?
No.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't know what the story of the stent
actually,
is.
Actually, some do. They have.
Did you tell them you didn't want the one hanging out of your business?
Well, that really wasn't even an option. Some they have a string that kind of hangs out so you can.
So they can yank it out at a later date?
Yes.
Like a tampon?
Oh, yes. My God. Oh, my God.
I'm not going to go into the details on the show and how they put it in. You can, if you're interested, you can go Google it and.
Don't get it confused with your butt.
Alan was asleep when it happened.
Yes, but yes, another man was handling my junk.
Oh, Jesus.
Was it awesome?
I don't know. I was not asleep for it.
It may have been awesome for the doctor.
I guess I was molested asleep.
Alan, I didn't know that you'd flown recently.
By the way, Alan, speaking of this, yes. Did you know, I decided to do a Google search. There are several people of this name, but not a single one of them is a urologist. There are no urologists in the United States named Dr. Dong Wang. Isn't that sad?
That is sad.
That really depresses me. There should be a urologist named Dr. Dong Wang.
Dong Wang. Yeah, that'd be perfect.
There are lots of Dr. Dong Yangs in the United States, though. But a lot of them, they mostly study cancer.
That's where the money is.
Urology?
What?
Not urology?
not urology. Why would you not see that as your calling when you just suddenly come to the United States?
I think if I was named that, I'd do anything but urology.
You mean gastroenterology? Because you said butt.
Yeah. Butt doctor.
I'm a dad too.
Oh God.
Right. That's right. You got to practice.
This show's going downhill from the start. It started off down the hill, and it's going. It's digging
the whole
a hole.
Premise is based upon.
Hey,
a
you know what? We actually had another.
We did have topics, but it's not quite as amusing as this, really.
Yeah, well.
Let's talk more about your junk.
Well, what would you like to know about it?
I don't.
Do you dress left or dress right, Alan?
Front and center.
No, you probably dress left. It's like 90% of the population dress left.
You know what? I have a question about that.
Yes.
Does that have anything to do with like your dominant hand?
I don't know the origin to
like
why.
Like right-handers dress left and left-handers dress right.
I don't know. I've never actually looked that up, but the only reason for it is actually not for the hog, but it's for the boys. And it's just so that you can walk and tuck your legs together and not smash them together.
I have no idea.
And you'd make that horrible clacking noise, and that would just be annoying. And you wouldn't be able to sneak up on woolly mammoths.
I like being a girl.
Well, yeah, it'd be interesting. Yeah. Wait, Alan, you're left-handed.
Yeah.
So.
What?
Left or right?
I told you.
It's not front and center.
Center.
Not front and center. You'd crush your nuts when you walk.
Oh, jeez.
Come on,
Alan. This
is the name of science. This is not. Normally, it's me being perverted. This is absolutely science.
Well, how the hell can you tell?
You look at your boys, and one of them is considerably lower than the other.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
then I dress right.
When you go to take a leak, when you go to take a leak first thing in the morning, you got to apply a little Kentucky windage.
Yeah, it's right.
Probably
because I'm left-handed.
Wow. Oh,
I'm guessing that's how it goes.
I'm going to research this more.
Okay, report back.
Okay.
Wow.
That's my guess.
Yeah. Oh, this is fascinating. Alan, thank you for sharing that. I've got
it. You're welcome. Now, you can pretend, you know, there's a mental image of me standing up and checking.
Oh, my God.
Or not.
I'm not.
Whatever turns you on.
It's all about the Kentucky windage.
Let's not go there. I was just about to go into TMI theater, but no.
Okay, let's not. I think we've had enough of that. I had an MRI today.
Okay, there's a good segue.
No, it really is not, but you know.
TMI to MRI.
It's better than what I was getting ready to talk about.
He says he's not on drugs, but I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't know.
How was that, Brita? I've never had one, and it seems
loud.
Like...
Oh my gosh.
They're
so
really
loud.
Extremely loud.
Well, first of all, I'm really glad I'm not claustrophobic. I had an MRI, everybody, on my neck today. Because my neck is really a mess, according to the doctor. That is his official, you know, diagnosis. Your neck is really a mess. Yeah, thanks. I know. So I got an MRI today, and they laid me down on this kind of, like, really narrow table, and then they put earmuff things on, kind of like what you wear at the range, you know, the ear protection. But they had like little microphone and little, you know, music in the earphone things. And then they put I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a cervical collar for your neck. And then it goes around your head. It's like a halo. It's so you can't move. And it goes down on your chest so that you're kind of like immobilized. And then they push you or something into, I don't know, at that point, I'm not sure what happened, but they put you into the MRI machine, and it's like this tiny, tiny little tube. And I'm not a big person. So the MRI, the machine was like 6 inches from my face.
Ugh.
And you know, it's bright white in there. It's all lit up in there. So you're like in this really surreal kind of experience because you're in this tube and it's really close and it's lit up all white and you're immobilized. And then you have like the woman like started pumping like really spacey new age kind of relaxation music into my head. And I'm like, I felt like it was in kind of like a sensory deprivation chamber. Mm. It was really strange. And so I started kind of having this fantasy that I was in a sci-fi movie and I was in a kind of a stasis chamber and I was on my way to like a different planet or, you know, something. Anyway, so fun. It didn't take that long. It was like 30 minutes, and but then, it was super loud.
And
like,
then the thing starts going bang, 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 bang.
Bang, 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 bang. It was really loud. So
I can't let you do that, Dave.
It was really strange.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I had kind of a moment at the very beginning when they first put me in the tube and the sound started and like, you know, I kind of had like a little panic moment, like, oh God, how could I get out of this thing if I needed to kind of moment. But then it was fine. I calmed down, but it was just really weird.
They do make, ones that are wide open now.
Oh, I know, but I'm not really claustrophobic, but it was just really strange. I'm sure the results will come back and they'll say, hey, your neck is really messed up. Yeah, thanks. I know. Yeah. So that was my day.
It was Did you do anything to your neck or is it just messed
it
up?
It was from the car accident I had 4 years ago.
Ugh, this that long.
Yes.
Gross. I hope they can fix you.
Yeah, I'm sure they will have to go in and fix me.
Rebuild the Brita.
Yeah.
And she comes out as Wonder Woman.
This is like
Woman.
The old person show now.
Make her faster.
We all talk Make about her stronger. Our ailments.
We can rebuild
Jay, how are you doing?
Jay, you okay?
I'm afraid because I'm doing fine.
Jay, are you regular?
You stay that way, Jay.
NRA's got good insurance, right?
I'm trying, yeah. Ooh, excellent insurance, actually.
Good.
For now.
Good.
For now. Yeah, for now.
Until Jay gets through using it up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Until we have a new president, then Jay's fucked. And that's right when the warranty recall is going to come on all of Jay's innards.
Going to call in their chits.
Oh, man. All right,
let's dive into those other topics.
Oh, good. Okay. Feminism.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. What? I had the perfect name for Alan Stone.
Oh, say
given
it.
Recent events. We'll tag Hunter Biden and we'll call it Dr. Roxo.
Yes!
Oh, God.
Oh. I can't do the voice. My throat is too raw from coughing.
God damn it.
Oh. But I did cover the Hunter Biden story on my blog, and I did indeed throw in a Dr. Roxo clip. I just could not be done.
Yeah. You know what happens to most people in the military that get caught like that?
Dishonorable discharge.
At the very least.
Yeah. Well, first of all, most people who are 43 fucking years old don't get into the military.
That's true. They don't get a waiver for that. Unless there's some special skill that the military needs, which he didn't have.
And if you had a drug charge from your younger years,
you also
don't get into the military.
No, not at all.
And if it looks like you've been snorting pixie sticks all day long when they interview you, because of course also it's one of those things that we got to remember that let's face it, when companies do drug tests, they're really just testing for marijuana because that's the one that if you smoked a joint at a party a couple of weeks ago, you still may test positive, sort of idea. To test positive for anything else, I mean, with the exception of opiate, which is like the famous one, if you had something with poppy seeds in it, you'll test positive for opiates. But that's one of those, you have to have had a poppy seed muffin for breakfast that morning or, right. Poppy seed bagel. And, but cocaine, it's out of your system. So it's one of those things of
you gotta be doing it like that day.
Yeah. If you were railing lines on Friday and the drug test was on Monday,
you're clear.
You're clear, no matter how twisted you were that night and how hungover you were the next day.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah. So he had a little bump for breakfast.
Yeah.
I think it's like, I'm trying to remember. I think it's like 8 hours though. It's not a long time, that the cocaine stays in your system that can be detected by drug tests. So,
now,
yeah. So
now they can go in and do a more in-depth blood test and, you know, detect it. But the little cheapy P test they do.
Yeah, no. This is a coat holder job. They were doing it just because they had to.
Exactly.
They didn't want to do this because it's a fucking embarrassment.
Yep.
You know, both the fact that they have him and the fact that you know that they had to pick up that, you know, sort of idea. So they definitely you know he's not the troubled kid on the base that they're looking for any excuse to throw him out. So they're gonna go in and you know. Do all these crazy tests. No, they're just taking the cheap OP test.
They probably even went in and told him, hey, we're going to do tests next week. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Be a good boy.
It's the vice president's son. They gave him a heads up and he still couldn't pass it.
Yeah.
And again, it's not even like it's one of those, oh, time for you to go cold turkey and be a problem. No, just be a good boy, you know, for, you know, the couple of days beforehand and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And he couldn't do that because it was his morning coffee, evidently.
Yeah, sweat it out for a day or two.
Well, you got to think that this is a kid who, you know, born with a silver spoon kind of thing.
Jammed so, up his butt? What?
No.
Jammed up his nose. Yeah.
Well, he is Joe Biden's kid, so, you know, how bright can he be?
Why does he need to be in the Navy? Who cares?
Coat holder job and good retirement?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Alan was in the Navy.
I was not.
Technically, you were.
The men's department.
Yeah.
Fighting words.
Right. But it's okay, because what is the news still talking about? The Palins were involved in a brawl.
Yeah, that's important.
And they were giddy about that.
The daughter of
the woman who ran for vice president 8 years ago was yelling at someone at a backyard barbecue. That has been on the Comcast main page for 6 fucking weeks.
You know what happened, though, right?
The sitting vice president's son is kicked out of the Navy for snorting coke. Nowhere.
You know what happened, though, right?
Well, Bristol she got grabbed. Palin, some guy grabbed her and threw her
Bristol
to the ground.
Palin was assaulted at this party.
Yeah.
And her family came to her defense. Granted, there was alcohol involved, but, you know, so what?
Hey, but it's not a good party unless there's alcohol involved.
What started the whole – this is a good segue into the whole feminism thing.
Yes, it is.
What started the whole – incident was that Bristol Palin was assaulted at this party and her family came to her defense. And then it started this whole thing, right? But the press is treating this physical assault on Bristol Palin as a joke. Oh, ha, ha, ha. These drunk hillbillies are all fighting up in Alaska and, oh, look at the Palins. They're just drunk hillbillies. How funny. Meanwhile, you know what I mean? It's like, if it was Chelsea Clinton who had gotten assaulted at a party.
If it was that football player's wife in the elevator, look what they did to him.
Yeah.
Right.
And all he did was backhand her.
I'm pretty sure he used the front of his hand.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. But
it's
my
right.
point
it's the
is
GOP
is,
that has a war on women.
Yeah. So
right.
That's the
yeah. So what do we want to start with? Do we want to start with Gamergate, or do we want to start with the pretty princesses?
You know, can we start with Gamergate, because I don't really know that much about it. I don't know. I can't quite figure out what's going on with that.
Okay, so here's how it goes.
Okay.
There's this woman called Anita Sarkeesian. And she's essentially just one of these, you know, these victim monger people.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks about video games and how all video games are horribly sexist. And then she uses examples that don't even fit into games. Like the best one that got me is actually a series that I really enjoy, which is the Hitman series. And it's a stealth game. And so The trick is to have as little involvement with your surroundings as you can. So you got to sneak by people and hide in the shadows and wear disguises and things like that so that nobody sees you. And you can, you know, pick up an AK-47 and just start blowing everybody away, but you're going to fail the mission because you're going to get penalties for every, you're only there to kill one person, and you kill that one person and get out without being seen. That's a perfect score. Mm-hmm. And she points out the fact that you can, there are women, in one of the games, it's in a strip club, and there's a bunch of strippers that you have to sneak by, and she, probably her personally, went in and just started killing the strippers and throwing them around and doing stuff to her just to show the objectification of women, which it's one of those things of, no, you're not supposed to do that in the game.
Oh.
You know, sort of idea. And all of her other stuff is, you know, is that sort of stuff. You know, she makes fun of Mario because, you know, Princess Toadstool gets kidnapped by Bowser and then, you know, and then Mario comes to her rescue. And oh, that's, you know, she's being objectified and all that, you know. Evidently Mario should just say, yeah, fuck off.
Save yourself, honey.
Yeah, have fun with that giant turtle dragon.
So her thing is, my understanding is her thing is that she wants game makers to make games that are more
gender neutral,
female oriented in the feminist definition of female oriented, completely ignoring the fact that there's no fucking market for that kind of thing.
Yep.
Because women like that do not play games.
Yeah, it's kind of like Janet Reno's discussion of, you know, make, you know, people should make video games that are just ordinary people doing ordinary things. And
well, yeah,
and
who the hell wants to play that?
Well, that's exactly it. It's one of those, like, you know, even if your game is like, you know, Rape Simulator 3000 sort of idea. I mean, it's one of those. I play driving games. Why? Because I like to get into a really, really expensive car with some booze on board and fucking drive that thing into a wall at high rates of speed. Because guess what? I'm not going to do that. I drive very, very cautiously and very, very carefully because I don't want to break my car because it's expensive. I don't even want to get into racing. I hear about people that do like professional racing and talking about, like, you know, just, you know, driving the car really, really hard. They got to rebuild the whole thing after every race sort of idea. And it's one of those, ugh, no fun. But hey, I don't have to do that in the video game because no fun. They don't make me do it. You know, sort of idea. And this, you know, the same thing goes with, like, you know, Grand Theft Auto. I don't really want to, like, carjack people, but let me tell you, after a day sitting around in the lab, it's a whole lot of fun doing stuff that I'm not supposed to do and not ever supposed to do, but I'm allowed to do it because it's not fucking real. And everybody knows this.
Except the feminists.
Well, even they know it, but that's the whole thing, is she's just fucking lying. So, but where it ties into us is, I mean, she's this, you know, dishonest, crazy victim bitch. And so obviously she's got a lot of hate. Oh, specifically from 4chan. Just fucking awful.
Doesn't 4chan hate everybody though?
4chan hates everybody.
And everything?
Yeah, and when they hate something, they hate something over the top.
Yes.
Right.
You know, they can't just hate, you know, Tom Cruise for being a Scientologist, which, I mean, come on, who cares? What is the fact that he's got a, you know, a hokey religion have anything to do with anything? But no, they've got to demand that all, you know, they're going to say, oh, somebody needs to, like, massacre all the Scientologists and all that stuff. And, sorry, I had to cough. But she was going to give a speech at the University of Utah, and like moments before the speech, which also, you know, is rather convenient, she got a very, very strange death threat where someone was talking about some Canadian, you know, Canadian mass shooter that I hadn't even heard of. And a lot of other gun bloggers that have covered this hadn't even heard of, and saying, oh, it's going to be the worst, you know, mass shooting in history, and I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to sign my manifesto in your blood, yada, yada, yada. So she, you know, number one, first thing she did was she fucking told everybody about it, which, you know, is exactly the right thing to do with internet trolls.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, is to publicize them as much as possible. Because
they
know,
hate that.
Yeah, they hate that. Oh, that bothers me so much. And then she contacted the police, she contacted the FBI, And then she talked to the campus police and said, look, I want you to put in metal detectors and make sure nobody has any guns or weapons while I give my speech. And they said, this is Utah, you know, and this is a public university. And so and Utah law says that if you've got a carry permit and you're legal to carry on the sidewalk outside the university, you're legal to carry inside the university. And so, no, we can't do that. Technically, they can, but then the FBI also said, oh, no, we traced it back, and this person's in South America, and, yeah, we're not all that concerned about this. And so instead of her, you know, one of the things is, you know, I actually looked at a couple of her. I found a speech that she did, like, a few weeks earlier. She did it in, like, a barn. She did it in a little – it was a small venue. It's not like she needs, like, you know, an amphitheater or, like, the gigantic lecture halls that some universities have or the concert hall that they have their, you know, their band concerts. And when the rock groups come, that's where they play. No, no. She had it in just like a little, like, you know, 200 person venue. She couldn't go find, like, you know, a Unitarian church or a Legion hall or something like that and set up her speech there and then have, you know, somebody, you know, and where the law does specifically says that they can restrict the carrying of weapons there.
Well, then she couldn't claim to be a big old victim.
Yeah. She took her ball and went home. And of course, the hilarity is that, you know, she says that, you know, Princess Toadstool being rescued by Mario is horrible sexism. But the first thing she did was talk to the police and tell them to save her.
Right.
And did absolutely nothing herself, with the exception of stopping what she was doing, which one could argue is the whole point of these sort of things. I mean, that's when people, you know, when I've had threats in the past, of which I don't, you know, readily publicize, you know, they want me to stop doing what I'm doing. They're anti-gun people and I'm a pro-gun person and they want me to shut up. Nope, not gonna. And all that. And nope, she in fact shut up. And so it's one of those things of the, wait a second, are you a, you know, strong woman that can do everything, or are you just a helpless victim that's just...
Well, I think that's a good point. I don't think she wants to be a strong woman who does everything. And I don't think she wants to be a helpless victim. I think she's just a narcissist.
Absolutely.
Who wants attention. And you know, by making a big deal about this death threat and the university and whatever else she was making a big deal about, I mean, that's her main agenda.
Absolutely.
It's the internet, for God's sake. I mean, why else do people, you know what I mean? It's narcissism.
Yeah.
It could be about anything for her. Anything.
And of course, also with progressive politics, it's all about who's the victim and who's the oppressor. And the victim is always the good guy. So,
right.
You know, I mean, that's where you get, you know, Joan Peterson was, you know, hundreds of miles away from where her sister was shot, but she's a victim of gun violence.
Right.
No, her sister was.
Right.
You know,
well, it's
like,
because it's all about her. Right. So.
Exactly. It's the,
you know,
combination.
She's just using her sister, her dead sister, as kind of a means to an end for her own narcissism.
But God forbid you have a video game where, you know, where a female character, specifically, she's a pretty woman, an attractive female, you know, a very attractive female character gets threatened. And all she does is call on the male characters, in this case, the police and the FBI, to come to her rescue.
Yes. Well,
sexism.
Yeah.
Hashtag rape culture.
Bless her heart. How old is she? Do you know?
20-something. Yeah, she's 20-something, early 30s.
Yeah.
She's younger than all of us, that's for sure.
I'm sure she is.
All right, I got a question. Why did she pick Utah?
That's another big one. It's like the moms demand action when they went to, was it Houston, where they had the open carry counter protest? And,
yeah.
You know, and they took the weird, you know, the weird photograph that doesn't show them posing for a photograph that
yes.
implies that they were lining up to mow them down. It's one of those things of the, you went to Texas. Well, you think that people are just going to suddenly lay down their guns in Texas?
Well, you know sort of like, Dianne Feinstein says.
Yeah.
If there's a bad man with a gun, you lay your gun down and he'll see that you're not a threat and he'll put his down.
Yeah. If you're so freaking scared of guns and death threats, come to Boston and New York and all these other places.
that don't care about gun rights and will do whatever they can to restrict it and bend and scrape and go, oh, you poor, poor thing. No, no.
And if she wanted, will come along with an axe.
She wanted to make headlines, and she succeeded at doing so.
Of course. Well, that's her main agenda, really. It's all about her.
Yep.
And speaking, can I segue into the little girls doing the video, the F-bomb video for feminism? This week, this video came out, and I think the group's name is FCKH8, which, you know, in hipster language means fuck hate, right? So, they put out this video, and they use little girls, like, I'm talking like 8 and under. These were little girls, and they use these little girls in this video, and it was a very, they had these little girls saying the F word in this video, like
not only saying the F word, but coming out with every feminist bullshit trope. Well,
sure, there was every feminist, you know, disproven statistics and all sort of thing. But the main part of the problem I had with this video is that they put these children in this position of, you know, the internet is forever, right?
Yep.
So these little girls will be forever tied to this video.
Yeah, they're going to be in high school, and they're going to be, weren't you in that video where everybody cussed like a sailor?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, also,
you know,
I wonder how many
girls are saying fuck, and, I mean, a little girl saying motherfucker. I mean, what? What? Come on.
And then on top of that, I mean, it's one of those things of the, you know, this is why, you know, they say, you know, you're not supposed to cuss in front of kids because they don't understand the context of it and when it's okay, you know. When it's okay to cuss, you know, you can say fucking shit and all that other stuff on this explicit rated podcast, but
sure.
You know, I can't, you know, I can't talk like I talk, you know, tonight, you know, when I'm, you know, when I'm sitting down in a meeting with my boss.
Fuck, you know, no.
Yeah. But kids don't understand that.
No.
And,
no.
You know, and all that. And so I'm also wondering how many of these kids, cause also, you know, it's heavily edited. It's, you know, it's, you know, that rapid take style of, you know, of videos that's all popular
right.
these days. And so you got to imagine that this little, like, what is it, you know, 8 minute long video or however long it is, you got to imagine these kids were that, you know, each individual kid was there for, you know, an hour or so.
At least.
Right.
You know, if not longer, doing multiple takes and, you know, oh no, you pronounced it wrong or you forgot your line. Or all that. And while they're encouraged to being saying, you know, fuck and shit and motherfucker and all that stuff. And I'm sure people are laughing and, you know, and encouraging them and empowering
right.
them and all of that stuff. And then, you know, come the following Monday, because this is, you know, this is school time. These kids are going to school. And, you know, God forbid feminist kids. I don't think they're being homeschooled.
No.
So how many? I mean, I'm sure not all of them, but I guarantee not all of them were able to, you know, to not be reciting their lines that they meticulously memorized over, you know, over the weekend or over the last few days sort of thing to their friends in the lunch line.
Yeah.
And how many of them got overheard by a teacher?
You know, T-Bull brings up a really good point in chat. The other thing that you're missing is this whole fuck hate group. They're selling t-shirts.
Of course they are.
They're making fucking money off of this. And by the way, the same group was down in Ferguson selling fucking Michael Brown t-shirts.
And
Michael
Brown
is the new Mumia al-Jamal of our generation.
I want to know how much money they're making from the government. Like government grants or, you know, whatever, this fuck aid group.
Yep.
But again, it was not... I got into it with a group on Facebook, and I finally had to leave the discussion because I felt like I was debating 5-year-olds. No offense to 5-year-olds. You know, I felt seriously like I'm waiting in the kiddie pool of the...
Brina.
Anyway, so...
Were you glue?
What?
I remember your glue.
No, I was... I'm like a flamethrower, and they don't get it. It's like stupid, deaf, mute, blind, like retarded puppies standing in front of my flamethrower. Like, they don't get it. Like, I'm like tearing them apart, and they don't get it. You know, I don't even want to go there. But anyway, yes, they, you know, they were cussing at me, or they were calling me names. Like, their debate style is they immediately start calling me names, and I'm trying to have a conversation. Well, I don't need to tell you guys this. You guys know this. But anyway, so the whole debate came down to me, it just looked like the people didn't realize that these children were being used.
Of course.
They were being used for both political and personal gain. I'm not even saying monetary gain. You know, their parents probably like had a giant ego stroke of having their children in this video. Yeah, fuck hate, you know, and look how awesome my kid is, like saying motherfucker. It's a 5-year-old pretty little girl. You know, what are you doing? And it comes down to narcissism. They saw nothing wrong with pimping their children out for a ridiculous video that probably will affect them down the line long after the whole feminist debate is over. I mean, they have to grow up attached to this video. Think of the children.
Yeah. Well, right? You know, everything's okay because they're fighting evil.
So. Right. And justifies the means. I understand. Yeah, I get the whole liberal mindset.
And also the thing that pisses me off is as someone who is going through the, you know, the public school sex ed group in the 90s, oh my God, do they put the fear of fucking God in you? You know, it's one of those, you know, if at any point you're having, you know, consensual sex with a woman and she tells you to stop, you must like immediately within a nanosecond stop. Otherwise you are now officially violently raping somebody. You know, sort of idea, and all of this, you know, things of the, you know, even sometimes if they say yes, they might mean no, and that's rape too, and they say, we're going to teach people not to rape.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck you. That is all they drill into people. Nobody is pro-rape.
The only people who is pro-rape are rapists, and rapists should be shot.
Exactly.
Repeatedly.
Repeatedly until they stop breathing.
Yeah, but to these feminists, all men are rapists.
See, well, they're fucked up.
Well, that's what they think.
Okay, and then they complain they don't have any boyfriends. Just saying.
Yeah. Funny how that works.
Plenty of girlfriends, though.
Hey, not there's yeah, anything actually, wrong with that.
I remember. I remember as a teenager seeing a, you know, quote unquote feminist wearing a pin on her button that said, not tonight, honey, it's a felony.
Oh my God.
Come on.
What? You
know, sort of
because
idea.
Because there are feminists out there that think consensual marital sex is rape.
Wow.
Because we're always in a position of power.
That's right. Because it's, yeah, exactly.
You know, sort of idea. And it's just, it's one of those, like, I always get so insulted when they talk about, especially with these, you know, the, what was it? Was it Miss Teen USA? What was the woman who said that, you know, that did the pro-gun business for the beauty pageant? And all these, you know, quote unquote feminists.
I remember that.
I think we talked about it on this show, but, you
they
know.
They sent her death threats, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure they did.
Which is brilliant when you think about it.
Yeah. But it's one of those things of the, you know, a woman, you know, getting a threat and, you know, let's face it. There's all these, you know, women that are out there that are in the, you know, especially the ones in like the professional suit. I guarantee Julie Golub has got, her, you know, a phone book sized, you know, pile of death threats from various angry people that are saying
angry
that, you know,
and stupid.
Yeah, angry and stupid. And it's one of those things of the, she's one of the best women shooters in the world. What does she do? She straps on her gun and she goes about her day.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the bottom line, too, is it's not like she changes anything because, hey, guess what? you know, the people that are sending you the threats are probably just the blowhards. You know, most people that are assaulted, you know, killed, mass shootings, what have you. There's no warning given to the, you know, given to directly to the victims.
Yeah.
There's some people that maybe found out about, you know, knew some things or what have you, 2020 hindsight, but you never get these sort of things of just the, I'm going to track you down and kill you sort of situation. They just track you down and kill you. If that's what they really want to do sort of idea. And if you've got a gun and someone tries to track you down and kill you, you are on a much better, you know, much better footing. And these feminists are anti-gun.
Of course. Because they're phallic symbols.
Yeah. And women are not objects and all of that, but, you know, God forbid a woman, you know, behaves like, you know, something that can defend themselves.
No, can't do that.
Ah, but if Alan can pass his stone, he can have both.
Mm-hmm. What? Both what?
Phallic symbol and a gun.
Oh,
Jesus Christ, Jay. Jay, go lay down. Go lay down.
Damn. I bet your kids roll their eyes at you a lot.
Oh, God.
His daughter's eyes only roll. They don't do anything else.
They don't stop. They're not connected at all. It's just like, No, my daughter actually prefers the face palm. She's got really good at that. Yeah, she's just... rather humorous. My only take on the swearing 5-year-olds is,
yeah,
enjoy living with that, because yeah, you just set a precedent for your child for the rest of their childhood.
Yep.
Yeah, good luck.
So
I want to eat my peas. Fuck you, mom and dad.
Yeah, bingo.
Mm-hmm. Bingo. Good luck
telling them that it's not appropriate then.
Be back by 10. Go fuck yourself.
I actually remember the very first time my mother had ever said the F word in front of me.
When you were 1.5? I mean,
No.
Yeah, because I say the F word in front of my daughter all the time.
No, I actually remember it was, she had cut her hand open washing a glass, and she had like severed like 90% of the tendon and, you know, fucked up her hand pretty good. And apparently it hurt really bad. And she said the F word, and I looked at her like, you know, it wasn't like I didn't know the F word existed. I had just never heard it from my mother's mouth before.
Which is shocking.
Yes, it was shocking.
I mean, that you'd never heard it before. That's what was shocking.
Yeah.
Now, did she actually use the F word, or did she say fooking?
No, she said fuck. Yeah. She deserved it, though.
I can see that.
Yeah. I remember the first time my mom flipped off a state trooper.
that's
not a true story. That is not a true story. And everyone who knows my mom is laughing their ass off.
Jay, what about your mother?
My mother's part Sicilian. Who are you kidding?
She was swearing in Sicilian.
She was swearing in Italian. I mean, you know, my dad's a state cop, so swearing was an art form. You know the scene in A Christmas Story? About weaving a tapestry still visible from space. Yeah, that was my house.
So it's genetic for you.
Apparently.
It's what?
Genetic. It's genetic.
Yes, I come by it honestly.
Oh, man. Hey, look at the time.
It was an interesting show. I learned way too much about my co-hosts.
But you didn't learn anything new about me because I'm weird.
I know. Yes.
Weird overshares.
Weird, yes. Full disclosure with weird.
It's even worse when I'm in person.
Yes.
All right, guys. That was a good show.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see y'all next week.
Everybody feel better next week.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I fucking hope so, Brita. I really, really hope so.
No more slacking.
But you know what? I'm not banking on it. I suspect that I will still be hoarse and nasally. Well, more nasally than normal. Everyone's laughing when I said nasally because, yeah. But man, I did manage to do the Gunblog Variety Cast, and I listened to my segment on that, and I went, "Oh my god! I thought I was nasally to begin with. I sound horrible."
Who is that guy? Oh, just as we're closing, I wanted to mention, another stone name for Alan's kidney stone that nobody mentioned, but I saw it very early on in the chat. Mauser.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. Because it's 8
because
millimeter.
It's 8 millimeter.
Yeah. Or LaBelle.
LaBelle. Hmm.
LaBelle's kind of cute because it sounds like a cute lady.
Yeah, it does, kind of. It's kind of fancy.
Sounds like a Disney princess.
But the fucking kind. Wait.
Yes, yeah, the fucking kind.
You mean like Tinkerbell?
Oh. Good night, everybody.
Good night.